Your family station, WBFJ, presents Local Flavors, giving you a taste of some of the best Christian artists from your hometown.
I saw Jesus in a bar last night. It might sound crazy, but I know I'm right. In a haze of smoke from cigarettes coming in from the outside, I saw Jesus in a bar last night.
This week on Local Flavors, we shine the spotlight on singer-songwriter Jennifer Alvarado from Vail, North Carolina. When Jennifer's not performing in concert or leading worship at Christ Church in Lincolnton, you may find her helping with prison ministry at the Catawba Detention Center or assisting at the Celebrate Recovery at the correctional facility. Recently had a chance to talk with Jennifer, and I started out by asking her how she got started in music.
I got started in music when I was probably around 4 years old. I started writing, and I spent a lot of time at my grandparents' house. My grandfather had grown up playing guitar and actually played on a radio show on Sunday mornings, and so he taught me some guitar chords and how to play, and I absolutely fell in love with music that way.
Jennifer's latest project is the 5-song album entitled Lately. I ask her how the title track came together.
The song Lately was actually directly from my journal. It's probably one of the most honest songs that I have, and one that I really went back and forth whether I wanted to share it or not, because it's about my own mental health and about the fact that a couple years ago, everything seemingly was going wonderfully when you looked at it on paper, and I was getting all these opportunities and I had won some awards and everything was going great. And yet at the end of the day, I was sitting in my living room when I wrote this song, and I was just like, God, I'm depleted and I need you and I don't understand what's going on. And I think that that's just really important to talk about, because so many times people are like, well, everything's going right in your life. Why are you depressed? Why are you this? And the thing is, depression, there's no rhyme or reason for it. I think the faster we get past that and we realize that, you know, it is medical and there is something to be said for that, and that it's not just simply get over it, the faster we can start helping each other.
Another song on Jennifer's new project is Jesus in a Bar. She shares about the message in this unusual song.
Jesus in a Bar was a song that I wrote on my way back from LA in 2023, and I had played the Viper Room and honestly had gotten a lot of flack from people who were like, how can you be a Christian and play the Viper Room? It just really opened my eyes to the idea of, as Christians, so many times we think that we have to be in the four walls of the church in order to make a difference in ministry, and that's just not true. The ones that you're going to touch the most and the ones that are lost and far from God, that's people that are out in the bar, and that's where Jesus would be. He would be with the least of these. He would be with those hurting and those that don't necessarily feel like they fit in with the rest of society.
And some final thoughts from Jennifer.
My biggest hope with this EP, and honestly with any of my music, is that God will use it to help conversations, hard conversations. I always have said that I write to avoid awkward conversations. And I think that that's true about this EP. It's not comfortable talking about mental health. And one of the songs on the EP also talks about an eating disorder. And those are not comfortable subjects to talk about by any means, but they're important. And it takes down the walls when you're able to really just say, hey, this is what I'm going through.
Pills aren't working and I feel kind of hollow. Can't find peace at the bottom of this bottle, so it's been a little hazy lately. The sun keeps shining, but all I'm seeing are shades of gray and a heart barely beating, so it's been a little hazy lately.
Jennifer's music is available at several digital download sites such as Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon, or at jenniferalvarado.com.
Local Flavors, presented by your family station, WBFJ. To find out more about today's artist or how to be featured as a local flavor, visit our website. It's wbfj.fm.